From our bureau in Wausau, I'm Shireen Seward. This is Morning Edition on WPR News. A horse barn might not seem like a typical location for mental health treatment or physical therapy, but at Stable Hands Equine Therapy Center near Wausau, teams of trained professionals and volunteers have been working for decades to help address a variety of mental health and behavioral challenges among veterans, people with special needs, and other participants who seek to improve their quality of life through a connection with horses. Leslie Brown is a U.S. Marine Corps veteran who is president of the organization's board of directors. Leslie, welcome.
Thank you very much, Shireen.
Many people think of dogs and cats as the perfect support animals. Why horses?
Horses have a very unique way of connecting with humans. Horses are prey animals, and that seems to resonate very well with people. They form that bond. They like that herd culture, just like people do. We tend to be social animals. And there's just a unique way that horses tend to touch people in their hearts. They really provide a calming effect for individuals that are around them with up to 30 feet, as a matter of fact, where humans are kind of only about 3 to 5 feet.
What drew you to this idea, this kind of program?
Well, I myself have a daughter with autism, and I was looking for alternative therapies for her. And I came across Stable Hands, and I thought, well, this might be a perfect fit for her. It drew me to get involved with Stable Hands and help others like my daughter be able to do a program like this. One of the things that I worked in the last few years to incorporate was an unmounted program. And that is kind of to me, kind of a precursor to possibly being able to get into our therapeutic riding programs. And then we can work with individuals from the ground. They still get that opportunity to be around the horses, to lead them, to experience all the fun that horses can bring to one's life, because the horses make it fun.
You're a veteran yourself. Talk about how this kind of approach can help people with the specific challenges that veterans can have, like PTSD and other traumas.
They're able to have a calm place because the horses are calming, and it can help bring that their heart rates, that anxiety can help lessen that while they're in a session. You know, just really is provides this calming effect that I've not experienced really elsewhere. And then, of course, you have the outdoors, you have the surroundings of being, you know, in nature, and that also is. It just brings that whole peaceful calmness that I think veterans who are trying to deal with adjustments from, you know, being back into civilian life can kind of get away from that and just come out and just relax out there and have a safe place to do that. And we don't have to even say a word, you know, we can just go out there and stand with the horses, and we're just there to be kind of a conduit for them and their healing.
What other issues can therapeutic riding programs help with?
Honestly, they can help with anything from any kind of mental health challenge that someone might be facing, behavioral, as well as physical. We have several clients that may have cerebral palsy, you know, may have spina bifida, may have a Down syndrome. Honestly, it's endless on what horses, the type of therapy horses can provide to individuals, whether it's a mounted session or an unmounted session.
Are the horses specially trained?
Yes. So we work and train our horses to be able to, you know, stand for long periods of time, to be able to walk with an unbalanced rider. So, you know, we have very high standards that we expect of our horses, as well as, you know, their safety too. So we put, you know, they're only able to work so many hours a week or during the day, especially because when you're working oftentimes with individuals with challenges, they may be unbalanced. So that can cause injuries possibly to horses. So we're very protective of them as well. and give them the adequate rest and nutrition. You know, we've even done massage and acupuncture for our horses. So they get quite the treatment, sometimes better than us, I think. I mean, they're the main part of the program. They're the ones that are providing the therapy. We as facilitators are just there to be a guide.
You just broke ground on a new building. What do you want that expansion to accomplish?
So that particular expansion is a new stable, and this will allow us to be able to have all of our services under one roof. We could just walk out our indoor arena into the stable, grab our horses, and bring them in. One of the challenges we faced, especially during the winter months, is the cold temperatures, the ice, and we would often have to cancel classes or not even hold classes at all during some of those really snowy months and icy months. Essentially, what it provides is the consistency for our clients. We have a lot of repeat clients, and this allows them to continue on with their goals and without any breaks.
How important are the volunteers to your organization?
The volunteers are the lifeblood of our organization. Without our volunteers, stable hands would not be able to work.
What does it feel like for you personally when you see a client transform through these types of programs?
Well, it brings tears to my eyes. I can't, you know, there's countless number of stories I could tell you about just breakthroughs or things we've seen with our clients, but it's truly rewarding. And that's why I do it, actually, you know, and just what it brings to me, seeing my daughter go through and break through on different goals, seeing our other clients break through on different goals. You know, sometimes we have clients that don't even say a word, and then they'll say walk on to their horse. And, you know, that is just, I mean, you know, their parents are crying, we're crying, you know, it's just quite remarkable what the transformation we can see in some of our clients.
Leslie Brown, thank you so much for being here today and sharing this with us.
Thank you very much.
Remember, if you have an idea about something in Central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.